And now, with respect to the 10 positive and negative actions, this we can just discuss in a little bit more detail. What is important is, as a practitioner, as best as we can, is that we benefit others, that we help others. And this would include the 10 positive actions. And if we can't do this, at least that we don't harm others. And this would involve the 10 negative actions. And the 10 positive and negative actions are really subdivided into three, with that with respect to action of body, four with respect to speech, and three with respect to mind. And with this, as well as planting those karmic seeds that will bring about results, one is there's the direct result, and then what also happens is there are side effects. What are the side effects? Is that we then create the habit for one. So when we do something once, then there's more chance that we will do it again, and it becomes easier to do it again. The second is that we have results similar to the effect. For instance, if we use killing, the side effect similar to the result is that one may experience shorter life, a lot of illness. The three actions with respect to body is killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. And if we apply the 10 positive actions with respect to body is protecting life, is be practicing generosity, and is being honest and faithful in your relationships. And we can apply first, maybe with the example of killing, which we can apply as the example for all of the rest. One is the result, the karmic effect of killing is very, very serious. If you are a practicing Buddhist, the most beneficial, the most important vow to take is to stop killing. And that's for humans as well as for all sentient beings. It doesn't just apply to humans. As per the sutras, if you take a human life, you will have to repay it 500 times. So really, if we do the maths, or if you're a gambling person or a betting person, it really doesn't make sense, does it? I take one life and I have to repay it 500 times. Do the numbers. It's best not to take a life. And as well as this is the karmic result, is that killing is the most probable that you will end up in the hells. And then, apart from this karmic effect, also the side effects are, as we mentioned, is that you may have short life, that you may experience a lot of illness, and you also develop this habit. So it becomes easier and easier to kill. So if you start with some insects or little animals, then it might become easier to kill maybe humans. And what might happen as well is that within one's mind stream afterwards is that one may experience very quick impulses of anger, or one's anger might flare up very, very easily and be very, very powerful. If we think about it as well, once somebody hurts us, it leaves a karmic seed in our mind stream. So if you kill an insect or kill an animal, it's also going to leave an imprint or a karmic seed in their mind stream. And then one day in life, you might think, why is this person so horrible to me? Why are they always harming me? Why are they causing me so many problems? Because they may have left this karmic imprint. When you hurt them, you took their life, that they within themselves thought, I'm going to come and avenge myself for this harm that you have caused me. There is also the case where there was the hunter that killed a deer, and there were some monks that witnessed this, and the monks started reciting mantras for the deer, and but one monk was reciting for the hunter, and the others turned around and said, "Why are you reciting mantras for the hunter? It's the deer that is suffering." And this monk replied, "Yes, this is true, but the deer's cause and effect has already ripened. The hunter's is still going to come. His suffering will still come." So best don't kill. The positive effect is, if you can, is to protect life, help generate life, improve life. And the karmic effects of this is that generally people who do this or have done this in the past live long lives, and generally they are very, very healthy. And you think as well, if somebody comes and saves your life, imagine the karmic imprint it's going to leave in your mind stream. When you see that person, you'll only be too grateful to see them, and you'll fall over backwards to help them, or to make them feel comfortable, or to show your gratitude for benefiting one, for helping one live longer, for saving one's life. And the side effects is that you may often find that there are people around who help you, who protect you, who look after you. If you look at an overall picture, never mind for future lives, but even just for this life, we actually see that there's a lot of wisdom in these 10 doing positive or stop doing negative deeds. If we use, for example, killing. Let's say we kill somebody. In the process of killing, maybe we plot, we plan. Maybe it just happens very quickly. But if we are plotting and planning, it consumes time, it consumes energy. And it's not necessarily going to be happy energy. So there's suffering involved in this. And then we take the life. We kill the person. And for a while, we may feel satisfied. Okay, this person, we've got rid of them. Now we've satisfied our revenge, or we don't have to worry about them because they've been removed from the picture. But how long does this last for? But we think after that satisfaction, what happens is that's when the suffering really begins. That's when it really starts. What do we mean by then the suffering starts? Is, let's say, we get caught. We get caught, so we have court cases. In the court cases, there's a lot of time, there's a lot of energy, we spend a lot of money, and we have to face the family or the friends of the person that we have killed. Not only that, our own family, our own relatives, people around us might be very disappointed in us. So in that whole process, there's a lot of mental anguish that is going on. Then maybe we go to jail, then suffering continues. Maybe physically, a lot of mental anguish as well. If we don't go to jail, we still have that remorse, and there might still be suffering that carries on. If, for instance, and the people, the families might want revenge on us, so we might have fear as well that people are going to hurt us as a result. If we don't get caught, we get away with it. There's still that lingering thought in our mind, what if I get caught? Maybe we later feel remorse or regret. Even if we don't, police might come knock at our door and we think, oh my goodness, they've come, they found me, I'm in trouble. So we'll always be fearful of the police. They might just be coming to help us, to tell us that there's a problem down the road, but because of this karmic seed that's left in our mind stream, or we did something wrong, we're still worried that one day we get caught. There's a lot of suffering that happens afterwards. When I was younger, I always used to think, why do you want to tell me don't do, don't do, don't do? Because you tell me don't do, then I want to go and do it. In reality, there is a lot of wisdom in this. We can see from this that if we engage in these 10 negative actions, we gave the example of killing, but stealing is the same. Sexual misconduct is the same. Lying, slandering. All of these, they bring about the suffering afterwards, mental anguish and sometimes even physical suffering. So really a lot of wisdom.